guess you kind of set the tone earlier with the deep ball against Durrell. Did you feel like that kind of got your momentum going on today?
Oh, man, like I said, we had a rough start. But that's opening day for you, man. We had a lot of rough starts doing it, and I was just trying to make play. Like I said, that kick started a little bit. So I was just happy to get in the zone.
It's always big to have a great day in the NFL, but when you do it against Revis, did that make it a little
special? The whole week everybody was saying AJ versus Durrell, man. Revis is a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's just my honor going against him. I was just trying to make plays. Anytime the ball came my way, Herb and Zamp were just preaching me, it starts from us. It starts from Andy and I, and that's what we got to do. We got to start fast like that. We got to put our team in the best situation to win, and that's what we did today.
You said at training camp, AJ, that you wanted to be the best receiver in the NFL this year. Is this a good first step towards kind of taking that?
It's a long season to go, man. That's one thing about this season, is grind, man. It's up and down. I'm just taking one game at a time. And I just hope we continue to win. That's the biggest goal, is to win. And we came out with the W. That's all that matters.
But is that what those kind of players do? That they take over games like this, first game of the season, on the road against a good team? You kind of did that today.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. It was just, Andy. Andy gave me opportunities. And you got to, he checks to a lot of those plays and put me in great situation when he see a matchup that he likes. And that's what I got to do. I got to win those one-on-one matchups when it presents itself. And that's what I try to do today.
With so many new pieces, with CJ's out there and Tyler and Brandon LaFell, how much did you kind of put a little bit extra on you to be the one to say, let's just kind of take this thing over a little bit?
From day one, it starts from me and Andy. And but we got Joe. Joe been around the league for a long time and played big. And you saw that day. And with CJ, made that big play for us, another kickstarter that got us down there. And then TB had a big catch that got us in a field goal range. And it all starts with Andy. Andy and the way Andy conducts this offense, the way he does. And that's the big part why we're so successful. It starts from him. He gets us in some great plays.
On the third down at the end there, was there any doubt in your mind that it was coming to you?
Oh, yeah, I know it was coming to me. It had to. But like I said, I was just trying to make a play. I should have got that first down. I definitely should have got that first down. But Nuge put it right through for us, and we came out with a win. It was a complete team a win. Defense did their part, offense did their part.
People like to attach statements to big wins like this. What do you think this set up this football
team? Just 1-0. That's it.
How's the experience out there today, playing in New York City on such a special day? Like
I said, opening day is emotional already, but it's even emotional when you play here in New York and all the stuff that happened in 9/11. So many emotions going through your body, just not football. It's just, we're just blessed to be here. And, a lot of people lost their life 6 years ago in that tragedy. So it makes you, think about life, and, anything can happen. And you were just blessed to play the game of football.
Take us through the last drive, particularly the mindset, because you got the ball back trailing
a
few minutes ago.
Just make a play. try to get in field goal range. We practice the situation every day in practice. It was nothing special. We just got a call, got a face mask call on me that gave us an extra 15 yards. And Jeremy had some great runs, and then it happened. So.
You mentioned that before, how kind of day he had. He was under pressure all day, right, to still be able to engineer the kind of drives he did.
Right. This shows how poised he is, man. That guy is always smiling. You can see how much he has grown from, when we first got here until now. He's so confident. He's having fun. He know what we have to do. He know what kind of offense we need to put in to go score. Like I said, our guy is one of the best, and I'm telling you that because I've been with him for 6 years, and I see his level of play rise so high, and today was another proof.
I'm sure you were asked this earlier, but can you take us back to that first touchdown catch? And do you think, was Revis looking for maybe help coming over?
Can't tell you what the defense can do. I just go out there and try to run my route. And he just gave me a shot. So
the one ball you had down the sideline looked like you almost caught it with just almost kind of one left. Mm-hmm. Maybe through that play, and did you think that you'd be able to get to that one?
Like I said, man, when you're out there, everything happens so fast. So I was just trying. If I can get one hand on it, I can bring it in. So I got one hand in, and luckily I brought it in. So
you mentioned how much respect you have for Revis, but when you played him last time, you know, your touchdowns when he was out of the game. Does it mean anything to you to actually score a touchdown on him now?
Like I said, man, that guy has nothing else to prove. He's the first ballot Hall of Fame for Hall of Famer for sure. You know, I'm trying to get where he is, and that's what I'm trying to do. So.
Thank you.